Welcome to another edition of the Game Sports Podcast. Host of the game here, David McKaig. The game is powered by 91 Network and also newly presented on Spaces through Village Media and Sue Today. On this episode of the game here tonight, I will be joined by Alex Parr in a one-segment edition of the game where we'll be getting into news around the National Hockey League. In particular, with Alex Ovechkin getting hurt, will he have the chance to reach the goal record this year or will it be next year? Also, with McDavid just hitting 1,000 points, will he hit 2,000 points? Parr will also put me through the blind ranking test, and we'll also be discussing football in our In the Pocket segment. Let's go. Yeah, and it's time for the Game Sports Podcast. As the host of the game, David McKaig Jr., I am joined by one of the co-hosts of the Game Sports Podcast, the one, the only, Alex Parr. Alex, as always, great background, great attire. Mm-hmm. I see Star Wars on your sweater. I see Blue Jays logo on your head. I see the Daily Bugle in the background for you there. Lego set up. Matt Sundin book and books, comic books. Unbelievable. The man knows how to certainly impress on video. So that's why if you're listening to audio, we appreciate that. But head on over to the 91 Network YouTube page so you can come check out the great backgrounds that my co-hosts have. I like mine, but it's pretty simple, except I love the Death Star in the middle of
it. Yeah, that's really cool. That's my favorite part always.
Love it. Love it. Now, of course, if you're joining us through Spaces, wherever you're joining us, you can always interact, of course, on all of our platforms. But here on the game tonight, as you would have heard in the introduction that I had for you, one segment, multiple topics that are going to be in the segment, and it's going to be just Parr and myself. Typically, if we have different segments, it'd be Brandon with Alex and I, Justin and EJ would be doing football, maybe Connor for baseball, whichever the sport is. And of course, we're going to have a new Sue Greyhound segment that is going to be joining the Game Sports Podcast, which I know will pique the interest of everybody through the Spaces platform, especially in Sault Ste. Marie. But nonetheless, tonight, we're going to have a variety for you, as you would have heard, and you're going to see it at perfection. Because that's the expectations. You want to see some chemistry? Me and Parr got you. But what I'm most excited for tonight is Parr has a blind ranking for me.
I got two for you.
Usually I'm asking them. But you know what? Not tonight. And just because I got the stash going for November, maybe that's why I'm the one.
Well, last week you said it was on me. And I said, I'm not going to let him down. I may have forgotten to coordinate our outfits when we said we were going to wear football stuff. But blind ranking, I'm not going to forget. Because one of them I've been sitting on for you for a while. I'm very interested to see how you're going to do in it.
Excited. And then tomorrow, day of recording, because we do pre-record here on the Game Sports Podcast, November the 21st is my wife's birthday, Hannah's birthday. And I'd like to make sure I mention that. Just, of course, that's my wife. But can't forget, she's also the social media manager for the Game Sports Podcast. Okay. All the social media work, especially on TikTok, the grind, she does all for us, including with our 12 staff members we have on the game that's growing further now, hitting the 13, 14 mark. It's a big family. It's been around since 2016, and we're happy to bring you the Twin Sioux's only local regional national sports show. Love saying that. It's the original slogan, but nonetheless, the best content each episode we have. So if you're not following us, make sure that you are. Now, Parr, to get into it so I don't waste too much time, because I do have a deadline in terms of time. I didn't establish what that is, but you and I were texting what that time frame is, so we're going to make sure that we follow that. And tonight, I thought that we would take the time to start in the National Hockey League. And I think what makes sense to start with it is, I know this was an incident that happened last Saturday, but Ryan Reeves on Darnell Nurse. Look, I'm not laughing because somebody got hurt. I'm not laughing because of just general trying to, you know, just be rude or anything, but I'm laughing because I can't believe that hit. It's one of those hits where you look and say, holy incoming shit. I saw it. I was at a friend's house, and his wife is an Oilers fan, and we were watching it, and all three of us, my wife, my friend, me, Leaf fans, the wife, like his wife, Oilers fan, and we saw that hit, and we're like, it was quiet. I went, oh no, that was a devastating hit, and it was not the cleanest hit. I will tell you, it was a dirty hit. It was a dirty hit, and I'm surprised he only got five.
I don't think it was intentionally dirty. I don't think Ryan Reeves was coming for him being like, yeah, this guy right in the head. I think he wasn't expecting Nurse to cut out from behind the net and go down the ice. I think he was expecting him to round the boards more. So when he was going full speed to hit him into the boards, he came out towards him. And Reeves isn't the most agile man, maybe more agile than you and I, but in comparison to the National Hockey League. So yeah, I think it was just wrong place, wrong time. And I don't think Ryan Reeves, a guy who hasn't even fought this year, was thinking, yeah, this guy, I'm going to take his head off. But five games? Absolutely. Yeah, as soon as that happened, my first thought was, that is five games, 100%. So
I wasn't surprised that I would have hit 10 games because I thought of the repeat offender side of things. But, you know, Darnell's injury maybe took a little bit of fact where he's not month to month. It's more
the crimson visor when I was like, ooh, I don't like what I'm looking at right now. And then the guy skated off on his own power.
And he had no idea. He was on Saturn when he got hit. He was not on planet Earth. He entered Saturn. He was in.
Have you seen the picture of Darnell Nurse's feet facing forwards and his head like an owl, like directly turned around the other way?
Saw that. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And his face, the hit, then the ice.
Multiple yeah.
Impact. Okay. So people are saying to me, why would anyone go after Reeves? There is one guy who would have. The guy he hit. Darnell Nurse is the guy that isn't afraid out of anyone on Edmonton. Maybe you can look at Ekholm. I know you can say that there's other guys that aren't, but guys that are tough, that can really handle their own, especially have that size. Nurse is that guy. Nurse is a tough boy. He's not like the Ryan Reeves or I'm going a little bit different with this, like the Marty McSorley type toughness like back in the day. But
well,
the guy that would drop the gloves with him, he would.
He got kicked out of the game. What did you want him to do? Like, no, who's going to jump him? You're going to go just be like, hey, coach, hold on. I'm going to miss a couple shifts. I just got to go down. I got to go to find him in the parking lot. Hold on. I'll be right back.
I'm going to go up to the press box and join the boys. Interesting to see what happens if Reeves plays when Toronto plays in Edmonton, which is not too far away. And be interesting to see what they do. I think there'll probably be a fight because people are going to talk about it. I don't know if it's going to be Nurse fighting him. I don't know who else would, though, want to fight him. Maybe Vander Kane if he was back. But again, that's interesting to see. And the reason why I bring up this topic is because that suspension was warranted. And I think safety got it right. But I was thinking five, but I knew there would be a slight chance it would be more. But I think the league did make the right call. And if they wouldn't have suspended him, even I would have said that would have been absolute bullshit. That was a
no,
suspension
five,
that happened.
Five games, perfect. I think that makes so much sense. I don't think he was trying to take his head off. He did take his head off, and you have to suspend based on that and the prior history. Five games is perfect. I think that makes a lot of sense.
It does. Now, Morgan Rielly got five for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reeves is more severe, is it not? You were at that game when Morgan did that. That was
five games. Unreal.
Yeah.
It was crazy how hostile that arena turned after that happened. Like, dude, Senators fans blocking me from leaving the aisle, getting in my face and like just like puffing their chest and standing out. And I was like, oh my God, you guys just went from 28th to 27th overall in the league. And you guys are trying to start a fight right now. Like, okay, you go take your Stanley Cup victory, your February Saturday night win against the Leafs. I'm going to go home and talk about who's going to make the lineup for my playoff roster.
Yeah, 100%. I love that trip. That's good. Now, Ovechkin, speaking of injuries, kind of segues not in the nice way, but Ovechkin goes down with an injury. We were talking about this. The guy was hot before he got hurt.
Hot. Leading goal scorer in the entire league.
39 years old. Guy the stud sniping. He is the best goal scorer of all time. He is. To do what he does in this era. Okay. And I was talking to my father-in-law, who's a big, big sports fan, but even hockey in general. Goaltenders in the day aren't what they were today. Okay. Kelly Rudy, friend of the show, has even said it, how different style. And he said that in a very nice way, style. They used to kind of never go down in the day. It's like the butterfly wasn't a thing.
Well, I mean, they're hacking darts at intermission. They're not caring about what they're eating. They're going out to the bar after every game. They're not like eating kale salads and drinking kombucha like John Tavares. They don't care. They're just there to flop around and hopefully the puck hits them.
Exactly. And that's where Ovechkin doing this is so impressive, and putting up the numbers he is at his age is great. I think with this injury, we were talking about this already, Par, and I didn't make it a clip to upload yet, but maybe we'll get into it a little bit more when Brandon returns, but and do something refreshed. But I think it's safe to say Ovechkin's going to pass Gretzky. And we wanted to guess what year it was, if it was this year or next. And depending on how this injury holds him back, it almost seems like the next year prediction, which I believe I made, seems to be the most realistic, but depends on this. But he was on pace to pass him this year. Was on pace.
Yeah, so, he needed a good stretch still, but like you're saying, it looked like it was going to happen if he could keep scoring at that rate. Oh, yeah. I hope both these guys we're talking about, Nurse and Ovechkin, get back into the lineup, because they're just both such stupid injuries to have happen. So the league's better with him in there. And yeah, you know, well wishes to them.
Now, speaking of points, McDavid obviously passed 1,000, and we kind of talked about this last week too. And his numbers are stupid, right? I don't even need to broadcast him what he's being able to do in a short period of time. And he's had injuries. Let's not forget he had the broken collarbone his rookie year when he got rocked from behind, which, of course, was a lot of similarities happened with Bedard. He got hurt with his jaw last year. But then McDavid's also missed time with his leg. He's missed well over 50 games in his career. Plus, I don't have an exact number, so I'm just going to go with the one that sounds right. So imagine you factor in those games that a guy who's averaging pretty near per season, getting that point and a half per game is his average, right? Is kind of what he's floating around. Sometimes two, depending on the season, depending on the time frame. So there's an argue right there, another 100 points that he could have had maybe in his career. So McDavid to 2,000, which would be very impressive to see. Do we see that with Connor McDavid? Given his age and remaining time in the National Hockey League, do we see Connor McDavid hitting the 2K mark?
Yeah, we do. There's got to be somebody else that does it, right?
27 years old. You say in 10 years, can he manage a 100-point pace each year for the next decade? Think of it that way. You know, and he might play till he's 40. Right? Ovechkin's doing good at 39. So with Connor McDavid being where he is, the way he plays, he's more of that playmaker speed. He might not have that speed when he gets older, but he's going to have this. He's going to have that all the time. He's going to have the brains and the smarts. And he'll still be able to have a good shot. He might get 20, 30 goals still at an older age, but he's definitely going to be leaning on assists and leaning on on pure assists. So there's a guy that I think will hit 2K, and I think he'll do it in the next... I think he'll do it in his 39th year. Maybe I'll play this back in 12 years. I'll say 39 years old. So 12 years from now, he'll do it. It gives him 12 years and an average of, 80-ish points a season. I think that's very doable for a guy who's a generational talent to continue to do.
And by that point, we'll just bring him onto the show after it happens and talk to him about it. And we'll play this clip back for him and he can react to it. And it'll probably give the most bland white toast answer of all time, where he's just no personality, and that'll just be a Connor McDavid interview, a classic,
an absolute classic. We all know nobody will ever touch Gretzky's point record. It's one of those things that'll be, I think, untouched in sports, is Gretzky's point record, Joe DiMaggio's hit streak. There's more. I just can't think of the top of my head right now. There's a lot. Pete Rose's hits. Sorry, there's another one. There's a lot of records to be untouched. But for McDavid to hit 2K, I think that'd be great to see. And I think he's the guy who has the best chance to do it, unless Crosby decides to keep going beyond another couple.
He's only at 1,600-ish.
Yeah, he's going to need to get 100 points the next four seasons. And
a time machine and somebody to tell him, watch out, Dave Steckel's coming.
Yeah, that too. Imagine if you play. There's another guy who missed significant time because of concussions, right?
And lockouts.
Unfortunate. And the sad thing of it all is, this is going to be the first time at the Four Nations Face-Off that we're going to see the boys, the Canadian guys, McDavid, Crosby,
Binnington, Aiden Hill, Marc-Andre Fleury, Logan Thompson, Mackenzie Blackwood.
Great goaltending. But forwards, we're going to see some studs, McCarr. We're going to, like, gross. If Crosby had to be 37 years old, whatever, we had to wait till he was that old to play with Connor McDavid. McDavid's been in the league for almost 10 years, and we haven't seen Crosby, McDavid, and MacKinnon together. I can't wait till that line comes out on the power play, okay? And Marchand, Marchand, Marner, whoever you want to put with them on that power play, they're not going to touch the puck anyway. It's going to be Crosby, MacKinnon, McDavid, McCarr back to each other, and it's going to be an absolute clinic. And it's going to make me so excited to watch that. So never mind Four Nations. Next year's Olympics, going to be so excited to have the NHL back to that. Par, I'll keep that it for hockey this week.
Okay.
Your blind ranking, though.
Gotcha.
Or do you want to do that now or at the end of the segment?
Yeah, let's do it. We're tight for time, and I'm really excited for these.
Okay, blind ranking. Everyone knows what a blind ranking is. Look back at our clips. If you need to know, just search it. Par, go ahead.
We've been talking about wrestling a little bit lately, haven't we, Dave?
Sure have.
And you said you grew up in the Attitude Era, no?
I did.
So let's blind rank five entrance theme songs.
Oh, baby.
And see how we do.
Oh, baby. Okay.
Are you ready?
I was born ready. Let's go.
Well, I think you've got no chance in hell to nail this one with Vince McMahon, the first one up.
People aren't going to like this. I'm going to start hard, really low to start, going with five. No chance.
Wow. I love that one.
0.5.
All right. Well, there's no way you're putting this one at four because I got Triple H, The Game, next.
Had to do that, eh? I got to keep one open. I'm going to be smart. The Game was an entrance song that we were allowed, I'll say that lightly, to use on radio, I believe, when we had it. It's been our entrance, but so it's been ours too. Love it. Love his entrance when he spits the water. I can do that. There's a picture of that between me and Par.
Yeah, doing the DX thing at your wedding. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, number two. I'll give it two.
Okay. Well, that's good that you left it open because I feel like The Rock here might take number one for you as he's your guy. Really?
Number one. He has a couple of them, but you're going with like the original?
Yeah, know which one I'm talking about. Yeah,
and I know you have someone else in there that I would probably almost not like to put one, or who I probably would put higher, but I'm going to put The Rock as one because that's my guy.
I'm just surprised because I have DX up next.
Shit, I knew that was it. I play that at baseball every year. I would say that should have been one, but I'll be happy with three. I'm happy.
Okay, and that leaves you at four with the glass-breaking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, I knew that was going to be there. Four. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Five is Vince McMahon. Four is Stone Cold. Three is DX. Two is Triple H. And number one is The Rock.
I'll take it. I'm sure people have comments below, and I feel like people might be switching DX and Triple H around and Stone Cold. I think you're going to see that happen.
There's so many good ones.
I'm going to say Vince McMahon is fifth on that list easily. I'm sorry.
It's such a good song, though. Like, for his character and everything, like, it's really good.
It is. So
okay.
First one. Second one.
Second one. I'm just going a little bit more broad here with Toronto sports moments, whether you can quantify these however you want, whether they're important to you and it's significant in the sporting world for Canada or whatever. This is up to you. This is your list. Number one, the Jose Bautista bat flip.
Oh my God, Par. I think you're going to have something in there that's going to be one. The bat flip is one of the most iconic things, and then people might think this is controversial. I'll go three. It's hard for me to put that. That's crazy. I got to be mindful. Usually that would be one or two, but I'm going to be knowing these blind rankings from being on the other side of it. I'll be three to be safe.
Kawhi's buzzer beater against the 76ers.
Fun fact, saw that in an apartment with people in the room. The TV went mute. The volume stopped working on my TV in 5 minutes before that shot in the final moments of the quarter. So I had to watch that shot on mute, which was actually very exhilarating, but not great at the same time. I still don't know if you're going to have something else that won. So that is one of my favorites, but I'll have to go. I think it should be ahead of Bautista's, though. It shouldn't be ahead of Bautista's. So I'm going to put it fourth. I'm going to put it fourth. I'm gambling on this list. I want to hear more.
Carter, home run, World Series champions.
One.
Okay.
One.
I had to get the Leafs on here somehow, and it wasn't easy. Leafs beating Tampa, game six.
Oh, it's great, but it was the first round. You can still do better. I've seen the Eastern Conference Finals. Five.
I would agree with that. Because
the Conference Finals, I have seen it. I was excited when they beat Tampa, but it's so embarrassing that we were that excited for one round.
Number two leaves you with the Vince Carter dunk contest dunk. You want me to recap this for you?
Yes.
Number five, you got the Leafs beating Tampa in game six. Number four, you've got Kawhi's buzzer beater. Number three, you have Jose Bautista's bat flip. Number two, you have Vince Carter. It's over in the dunk contest. And number one, Joe Carter's home run to seal the deal and win the Toronto Blue Jays the World Series.
Oh, I don't mind it, but I would move number two down to four and bump four and three up. That's what
yeah. I can't believe Kawhi's buzzer beater you had at 4.
To be honest, I thought you were going to have Raptors winning the basket, winning the championship. I thought you were going to have more moments like that in there. So that's why for me. But that's, I was trying to be safe, but I played too safe. So don't do that all the time. Take risks, everybody. That's fun. Now, I promised you the exit this time, and obviously I want to keep to a small script tonight. So I will dive into this other topic in spirit of In the Pocket, which is always presented by SportsCenter Bar and Grill, Simi Ontario's best sports bar, been the original home of the Game Sports Podcast. One phone, one cup. If you know, you know what that means, because that's where we used to record out of a cell phone on top of a beer glass at SportsCenter. Great story. 2016, look at this. Things with the game have grown. But Par, I want to make sure that we have our pick'em in this. All right.
Okay.
You've never been a part of the pick'em. Justin Heichel and EJ with our In the Pocket segment always come on to discuss our pick'em, and we choose the games and the teams that we think are going to win this respective week. This week is week 12 of the National Football League. But in the spirit of Justin Heichel, and I make sure I remind everyone of the standings going into week 12. From 1 to 3, the first person in first, Kager's Gridiron Picks, 108 points. The Browns is the Browns. That's EJ, 107 points. Real big bounce back by EJ. Got a real hot week. He's climbing. Hike's Picks. Now, this is big because he was down by 12 2 weeks ago. He's at 105. He has climbed the last few weeks, as I have stunk the last couple weeks after my 15-1 first week of the season, where I thought I wouldn't look back in the first week. I've been in first all year, but things are getting tight. And I will go first, and we'll save the best for last, our guest for our pick'em. Par won't be picking from the Yahoo app. He's going to be picking online. So I'm going to remind listeners, my picks are from Yahoo. So that's where I get them. Going from top down, the Thursday nighter, Steelers beating the Browns, Vikings over the Bears, Lions over the Colts, Dolphins over the Patriots, Bucks over the Giants, Commanders over the lonely Cowboys, Chiefs over the absolutely brutal Carolina Panthers, Texans over the Titans, Broncos over the Raiders. I got the Packers over the 49ers this week, taking that for sure. Seahawks over the Cardinals, Eagles over the Rams, Ravens, and Derrick Henry over the Chargers. 34-17 will be the score for the Ravens Chargers, and 24-20 will be the Eagles over the Rams. The teams that will score the most points this week will be the Kansas City Chiefs, the least will be the Panthers. Chiefs are going to absolutely annihilate the Panthers this week. Par.
Steelers over the Browns, Texans over the Titans, Vikings over the Bears. We're going to go the Commanders over the Cowboys. That's an easy one. Dolphins over the Patriots. That's a closer one than I think people are going to assume. The Chiefs are going to just stomp out the Carolina Panthers. Not going to be even close. What a bloodbath that'll be. The Bucks are going to take it over the Giants. Another one where I think that's going to be quite the stomping. Lions over the Colts. Broncos over the Raiders. We'll go the Cardinals over the Seahawks. I'm not going to be as dumb as you are. I know what my team is. The 49ers are for sure beating the Packers. It's just a tried and true tradition. The Eagles will beat the Rams. Come on, Saquon, I need you to keep trucking through. And the Chargers are going to keep momentum going and beat the Ravens. Now, you were saying the exact score of the games. I'm going to say,
for two of them. So Chargers, Ravens, then Eagles, Rams.
It's going to be 32-28. Chargers over the Ravens, and then the Eagles and the Rams. It's going to be, oh, it's not going to be, it's going to be 34-19 for the Eagles. The lowest point scorers of the week are going to be the Cowboys, because that mental is just destroyed. And the most points on the week is going to be the Chiefs.
The Chiefs might get 50 this week.
Yeah, but I mean, that's old news if you're talking to any Lions fans. That's nothing.
Oh, how and Hike picked 54 last week for the Lions. He was close. He was close. Hike is having a season on comeback right now. I'm telling you right now. All right, Par, we don't have time to get in some other topics I wanted to get to, so I'm going to stay true to my word for staying within the time as best.
Well, I mean, we're 5 minutes over. Like, I got to go here.
Yeah, it's good. We've done good tonight. And Par, I want to say thank you for taking the time. It's been good to have one full segment, some fun to make sure we get the content out to our listeners, and we'll be back here next week, obviously.
Yeah, it's been a blast. I mean, I'll do some more pick-ems. I want to come for blood next year. I have some more prep, you know, some more time going into it. Throw me in there.
Yeah, Hike has put out the invitation every year and nobody joins. So I think
I haven't really been like watching football like I have been this year. And I've been like, because I've been playing fantasy, so I'm a lot more involved in like the other teams and what's going on. So yeah, I'll be coming for blood next year.
Love that. Love that. I love coming for blood. EJ's won 3 straight years. His trophy's sitting on that chair over there. I haven't even sent it to him. The guy thinks he's a legend. Legend. And he's actually very good at football, so I won't. Obviously, he knows. But the last 3 years, I've been in first for 14 weeks each year. And I've lost. Now the same trend is happening this year. I'm like the Leafs when it comes to the season going into the playoffs. Love that. Again, thank you to Alex Parr. Thank you to everyone here on Part of the Game Sports Podcast. Everyone who would have tuned in through Spotify, Apple, Podbean. If you're on Scotty or through Facebook, we've got you through 91N, through YouTube. Or, of course, a new platform that we are on, Spaces, that you could definitely join on that population. I'll be the host on sports and on hockey there for you to check out. Now, we'll be back next week with our original recording. If you're on TikTok, please hit like, follow, subscribe on that as well, okay? Now, without further ado, to get to the conclusion here tonight, I am here to remind you to keep your stick on the ice, swing your bats, catch your touchdowns, drain your threes, and shoot your shots. Booyah.